Good morning, Justin Scott and Spiegel joining us on the program. The Leisure Seeker opening March 9th alongside Donald Sutherland. Helen Mirren joins us on the program. This is incredible. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning, ma'am.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm in Toronto is where I am, actually. Oh,
very nice.
Okay.
We're in Baltimore right now. It's snowy, it's wet, it's a little funky outside, but it's warm in here, and it's such a pleasure to get to talk to you. This new film, The Leisure Seeker, it's a road trip movie. I'm a huge fan of the road trip movie. One of my favorite films of all time is 1969's Easy Rider. I enjoy The Motorcycle Diaries, Little Miss Sunshine. And tell us about this. You and Donald Sutherland hopping in an RV and absconding just in the face of your children not wanting you to.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I've always loved the genre of the road movie. You know, there's something, I guess because it kind of represents our journey through life, doesn't it? You know, and all the travails and the difficulties we reach and the triumphs and I guess the analogy is the travel through life and with this case in this particular film, it is very much the travel towards the end of life that we're sort of looking at. This is what happens when people live happily ever after. Well, this is the kind of the ever after. It's a love story as well as being a road trip movie of this couple. But it was the other element that I loved in it was directed by an Italian, Paolo Virzi. It's his first English language film. He'd never made a film in America before. So you've got this foreign eye looking at America. And I always think when you have an outsider's eye looking at your culture, at your climate, at your geography, it becomes an interesting point of view that sometimes you haven't thought of yourself.
And just speaking on that, I was going to ask you a question about Hollywood, because when an outsider looks at the United States, they see it in one way. And I think when people also look at Hollywood from an outside, they see it in a very specific way, whether it's right or wrong or just their own perception of it. Nowadays, I mean, you probably don't even spend much time there. Maybe you do. What do you like most about the whole Hollywood thing, and what do you dislike the most?
Well, first of all, when people say Hollywood, it is a complete misnomer,
right,
isn't it? Because, as you know, many films are made in Atlanta. You know, they're made all over the world, let alone all over, you know, America. Obviously, a lot of the offices and the buildings where these films are planned, they're not even in Hollywood, actually. They tend to be more in Beverly Hills or Brentwood. So Hollywood has become a word to describe an industry, I guess. And if we're talking about the industry, it's an industry that I have huge admiration for, because it is the ultimate collaborative industry where you have all these different people from so many different crafts and arts and sciences all coming together to make one thing.
Yeah.
They don't come together for 20 years to make this thing. They come together for 8 weeks, 10 weeks, however long, or, you know, year and a half, the whole process of making the movie, simply to give people 2 hours entertainment on the screen. I'm very, very touched by that. Very recently, I was on a film set for The Nutcracker, which is going to be a huge Disney film next Christmas. And it was a massive film, a massive set. I mean, mind-blowing.
Right.
Hundreds of people on the set. The digital effects people over here, the set dressers over here, the props people over here, the set painters over there, the costume people over there, the lighting people over there, the craft services people, you know, hundreds of people all working at their fullest abilities to create this wonderful fantasy that is going to entertain kids next Christmas.
Just
at that moment, I have to say, I was so proud to be a part of it. I thought it was really wonderful. And I think maybe what I'm ultimately getting to is that what people miss about Hollywood is the amount of incredible hard work that goes into it. Really honest, down to earth, sweaty, hard work.
But do you think that...
People always forget that.
Do you think that Hollywood celebrates itself too much? Because, I mean, in the past couple of months, you know, it's the Oscars. By the way, you looked stunning at the Oscars.
Stunning.
Thank you very much.
And
yes, there are an awful lot of awards.
Exactly. Is it too much?
Yes, I do. I do think there are too many. But giving award ceremonies, there's a whole new world of award ceremonies that I've only recently sort of been exposed to. And I think what it is that people want to draw attention to their town or to their... because I'm talking now about award ceremonies in Lithuania, in Scotland, in Italy, Milan, in Moscow, there's so many. You could spend your whole life going to award ceremonies, literally.
Right.
Every month you could go to a different one in a different part of the world. And they're used, I think, as a device to bring, if a film star or a star goes to this little town, it brings attention to the town, so people use the presence of the film actor as a marketing tool to bring awareness to their charity, to their town, to whatever it is. So I think that's partly why there are so many award ceremonies. I don't know, but there are an enormous number. You're quite right.
The Leisure Seeker opening March 9th in theaters. Donald Sutherland and Helen Mirren joining us. And Helen, I'm a big fan of yours. I have been for a long time. I first discovered you with The Cook, The Thief, His Wife, and Her Lover. And then...
Yes, that was great.
Such a great film. And then the thing about you, and correct me if I'm wrong here, or validate my opinion of you, that you seem to be one of the more selfless actresses in Hollywood in regards to the roles that you take. You don't pigeonhole yourself into anything. You can do a road trip movie like The Leisure Seeker. You can do a period piece. You can do an action film like Red, where you played Victoria Winslow, a former wet worker. I mean, you're on screen throwing crescent kicks and shooting MP5 machine guns.
Yes.
And you even showed up at the end of one of the most recent Fast and the Furious films.
Is
it about...
Yes, I know. Well, I do love to mix it up, I have to say. You know, I come from a very classically trained Shakespeare kind of background, and theater was my first love, and then I discovered the wonderful art of cinema, and now I would call myself primarily a film actress. But my great fear always has been to be pigeonholed, and that can happen so quickly and so easily. You know, beware of success, because it'll come and bite you in the bum, you know, sometimes. So, at that point you have to think, you know what, I've got to really be careful now and really make sure I mix it up. So immediately, for example, after playing the Queen, I did something. I can't remember what I did immediately after that, but keep changing the tune, you know, so people never quite know what to expect from you. Other actors go the other way, and they basically want to play themselves in films, and that is a very authentic movie star kind of approach, you know. But anyway, I always wanted to mix it up a bit.
And you always
have. It's working for you.
It is, and no one's ever going to pigeonhole you. And for the record, after you were done with playing Queen as Elizabeth II, you were in the Nicolas Cage sequel to National Treasure, Book of Secrets.
That's right.
So couldn't be any farther apart on the spectrum.
You've got it.
The film is The Leisure Seeker, March 9th, Helen Mirren alongside Donald Sutherland. It looks like it's going to be fantastic. Love a good road trip movie. Mrs. Mirren, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, guys. Great talking with you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.